Okay, so we switched. There we go. All right. So start off as soon as I can figure out how to get this full screen. There we go. All right, so start off. Google released some products yesterday. Can you see? Okay.
I can.
So this one, where is it? Pixel 6. So they have Pixel 6a. This is the one that they're releasing. Camera bump. And the kind of same design as you see like with this one. So this is the Pixel 6 Pro.
Okay.
Kind of same camera design, same back design. They just changed the camera angle. So that's going to be $449. And then Pixel 7 is the one that they're coming out with. So this is the one that they had previously, the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 7. So as you see, they just kind of added that extra. And again, like I say, it's not for people that want... you don't have to necessarily want to take pictures, like good quality pictures with it, to want extra cameras on your phone. It is for the effect of not having to use someone else's phone if and when you decide to take pictures, you know, depending on where you're at, who you're with, all that. And Pixel and Samsung have like two of the best cameras like out. So those came out. And then see if it brings it up. So these are the original ones, the Pixel Buds. So these are the originals, and then these are the ones that are getting ready to drop. More colors. They're going to have active noise canceling, as you see. So this is one thing I was telling you about with the headphones. Earbuds. So 5 hours, just period. And 11 hours without noise canceling.
Okay.
Now, well, you'd say, like, on average, when you have your earbuds in, on average, like, what would you say is the average time frame that you usually have them in for?
During the day?
During the day, at work, just, like, whenever you put them in, what's your average time frame?
Probably 10 hours.
10? Okay. And that's... do you know how... Oh, you haven't downloaded that yet. So when I come tomorrow, I'm going to show you an app. So there's an app that you can download. And I don't have this one, but this app you can download basically allows you to access the noise canceling and then the transparency.
Yeah, to beat that.
Correct.
Yes, I have that app.
Okay. And have you played with the functions?
Yes.
Did you see a difference?
As in the quality?
Quality of noise canceling versus quality of the non-noise canceling.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I had him in, and I accidentally hit noise canceling, and somebody walked up to start talking to me, and I couldn't hear a darn thing that they were saying. And I looked, and I realized, oh, so I put on transparency, and even though you can hear through the earbuds, I was able to hear what they were saying over that. So
this one, what this is saying is up to 11 hours without it on, and then 7 hours with it on. So that's earbud listening time. And then total listening time, 31 hours.
Well, I usually run with the transparency on, really, until I hit like the gym, or if I have a very important phone call that I want to make sure that they don't hear what's going on behind, because I work in a noisy environment.
Gotcha. Do you, would these be something that you would be interested in checking out? Like, not purchasing, but checking out to see how they are, see what they're about?
Yes. There's only one feature that I want, that I'm looking for at the present moment, and I've seen them in an old model.
Okay.
And here's the thing. I don't want to have to switch phones to do it. I had a pair of LGs that went around my head, went around the neck, and they were retractable. But the first ones I got were great because they had an external speaker. So if I was just walking at home, I could hear the person talking through the speakers.
Gotcha.
I could flip it and then it would come through the earbuds. But the best thing I like is this, is the fact that even though I have a smart watch, sometimes I would like to just be able to have the notification come to my ear.
You have a text message and then the assistant reading the text message to you.
Yes, out here. Here, you know, bing bing. Text message from TJ. Okay, I'll see you then. I don't have to look at anything. I can just continue throwing. I ain't gotta stop, take my glove off, look at my phone. I could just hear it. Email from this. Okay, cool. This gave me the information. So that's I was spoiled having that in my ear because I really didn't have to look at anything because it came, the person and the message came straight to my ear. So that's what I'm looking for now. And I know that there are some out there, but from what I understand, iPhone will do that, but I am not an iPhone person.
When you finally do decide to break down and get a new cellular device, the updated cellular devices do that.
Well, I'm going to be breaking down pretty soon. Right now, the cellular device I have right now is, if I say dial up, you're not going to know what I'm talking about. It's not what it was when I first got it, but I've had this phone for a minute and having to wait. And it's a 4G phone and 5G. I need to find out if I get a 6G. Maybe I'm talking to Elon, he can give me a drop on something newer.
It's possible.
But no, I need to upgrade my phone because my phone is prehistoric.
Yes, and like that will once you do that, that feature comes with them because, you know, obviously they're gonna upgrade it and everything, so that will be there.
Because that was for me was one of the highlights, being able to just, you know, I spent bread on the headphones just because I was like, what? And I was sitting here, and I didn't know it did it. All of a sudden, I hear this text messages. Huh? What? Shoot. Okay. I like that because I don't have to read anything. It comes straight to me. I like those extra, I know something's weird because everybody's going to earbuds and all that type of thing. The only reason I like it because it's retractable and had right now I have to control, I got the Beats, which right. I do like and I enjoy them. I just have to remember not to hang up on calls. And I gotta remember that I can't adjust the volume from the actual buds, I have to do it on the phone. So if I'm away from the phone, I have to come back to the phone to adjust the volume. But besides that, they were great.
Yeah, that is one thing I see that they're adding to the over-the-ear headphones is being able to do that. with the earbuds, they don't want it to be a separate use from the phones. So that's why they allow you to, you know, do it from the phone. But I do get what you're saying. Yes, I'm pretty sure they're probably not name brand, but I'm pretty sure they have some earbuds out there that will allow you to access the volume from them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
I won't put anything outside of it. Right now it's the thing that being open-minded, I'm not gonna say that I won't. If I happen to go that route and see that they were great, then cool. I'm not a brand person, I'm a function person.
Makes
sense. That being said, in one of these days, maybe I'll jump on the bandwagon and get me one of those other devices. But I have a whole bunch of Galaxy and Samsung cords. I don't have to buy new cords or everything.
Yeah, no, they have like the budget friendly S22s for like $600 to $800 between Amazon and Best Buy. So, and then also the trade-in through the carrier. So you can definitely find one pretty cheap. So yeah, and another thing they came up with is this is the watch that they're doing. So that's the watch, and I was like, I don't know how I feel about the roundness of it, but I'm definitely going to be watching the reviews once the YouTubers get them and see what it's about. So yeah, it was phones. So they did the phone, they did the watch, the buds, and then they did the tablet. And it was really interesting because the tablet that they did looked just like the Apple tablet. But I'm gonna show you the other one that they came with. So Nessa Max. So this is the one that they have a new one of. So, and again, it's, you know, your Alexa, your Siri, but just for Google and that ecosystem.
Okay.
And one of the features that they talked about was, instead of people, you know, having to call the assistant and say certain things, they have it to where you just say, access this, text this, call this, turn this on. And the voice assistant would know what you're saying, and then they could connect to the devices in the house.
Well, I'm just waiting for the new, new generation of Web 3 Zuckerberg glasses. So I can have everything in my glasses.
By the time he comes up with those, Apple, Samsung should be on their way. Because there's a lot of glasses down the line that are supposed to be coming out.
I mean, since I have to wear these darn things, might as well have them do everything I need to do.
Let's see. Okay. So yeah, that was basically just that what happened.
Okay.
And then Apple discontinued their iPod. I'm guessing you weren't an owner of either.
That is affirmative.
Looking back, do you think you would have dabbled? In the sense of having a external music device that was okay, yeah. I have to explain that. Have an external music device that was Apple. Separate from your phone.
Well, back in those days, for the sole purpose of storing music, yes. I had one, not an Apple, but I did have a device that would do that. But then with all the streaming services, it made no sense to have something that would have all your stuff in it when you could just stream what you wanted, right?
Makes sense.
So that's probably why my battery doesn't work now, because I used to listen to music, now I'm listening to podcasts and things of that nature. So I spent a lot of time listening to informative information.
So I had a couple.
Of course you did.
And I think for me, it was kind of like having the iPod, but not being able to call. So it's like, oh yeah, I can get on, and you know, somebody sold me a previous one. I was like, ooh, yeah, I can get on internet at school and all this stuff, and it was pretty fun.
Well, so the first time that I saw the iPad, my buddy had one, and. You remember my buddy, my mother Jay, right? You remember my buddy Jerome?
Yes.
Okay. Back in our days, we used to have cases that would fit cassettes. And then we went from that to CDs. So I'm not going to go any further back because that's just... Yeah, so you would have to carry your music around in a case because it was just that big, right?
Right.
So I would say that because all the DJing and everything that he has done, I would say that he has more than 5,000 tracks. Because we'd go to him to have, I need a party track. And he had all the equipment to do all that. So what he did at that point was when the iPod came out, he was like, crap, I could just down. He's like, dude, he said, I blew up 3 or 4 of those star things. Because he said, for the iPad, because back in them days, it came in increments of data, correct?
Correct. So they came in sizes. So let's see.
So it would be, this one has this much memory, this one has this much memory.
Correct, as in usually 16, 64, 32, yeah. So
okay.
Back then they came in as, memory device. Memory devices, yes.
So then you have to try to figure out and do some calculations of how many songs does that equate to?
Right.
So one day he sat there and he got a 64, because it was a 32 and a 64. I think he had a 32, and he filled that sucker up in like a day. He's like, oh, wow. This ain't gonna work. I'm like, what? He goes, dude, all my songs couldn't fit on. He goes, okay. So he had to take that one back, and he had to get a, what was the biggest one they had? Was it a 128?
I think so. Let me show you. So the biggest one is from 512 to 256.
Well, he went out and got the biggest one.
Okay.
And he said, all right, he still didn't put all his music on it.
Gotcha.
So then he's like, I'm walking around. So basically, he'd say, you know, I don't need to use the radio. And we'd be there. And all I see him with is, you know, he goes, I don't, all my music is here. It's not like, give me that CD number there. So I can see it using for that. So, I mean, if they still, right now, I would get one. I could do, you know, that way I could just have 1,000 whatever songs on there just so I could put, I mean, even though I stream, sometimes you don't want to stream because, you know, my vehicle has a Bluetooth, but then of course, Bluetooth drains your battery to your device. Right?
Right.
So then it's such that to always have your device plugged into a charging, which jacks up your battery to listen to music.
Makes sense. Do you think that you would be the person to have multiple devices for one company? So like having a phone, a laptop, a watch, and headphones from a specific company, or would you just depend on what you need at the time, you get that thing, and if it works, cool. If not, then you move on.
Well, it depends. I mean, it's right now, I'm realizing that Beats were obtained by Apple, from Dre. The other day, I couldn't find my headphones, and so I had to get with my son so he could link up my Beats so he could find them for me.
Right.
And he goes, well, if you had an Apple, if you had an iPhone, you could do this. It's like, I don't want an iPhone. So if I was to see something that is going to be seamless, like right now, I do have, you know, so I have Beats. I have a Samsung, a Galaxy phone, a Galaxy watch. They work together, but they're starting to slow down because my phone needs to be upgraded. So if they came to the point where I could have, you know, seamless, I mean, in a perfect world, I'd like to be able to take my phone, leave it in the car, and just use my watch for everything, which I know that I can, but
there's... Yes, you can.
What's that?
I said, yes, you can.
Yes, I know that. So I just have to figure out how. I've done it before, but there's a couple stores that I go into that there's really, really bad service. So, but I know that I should be able to just leave my, I should be able to keep my phone charged in my car and just use my watch for everything. I just need to fine tune my uses or have one of the smarter people in my life show me how to do what I need to do so I can do that.
That would require an updated cellular device.
A who?
An updated cellular device.
Well, that's coming pretty soon.
Yes.
I'm waiting for the wheels to fall off.
I think the wheels of I think the rims are starting to be with the
until I get pulled over for having my sparks flying, I'm staying with my phone, dadgummit. Well, no, the guy told me wait until the next couple of weeks. So,
yeah, that's one thing. Like when it comes to phones, I try to tell a lot of people, I'm like,
"You need me? Do you need me?" Fine. Do my usual Wednesday thing. Oh, excuse me, usual Wednesday thing on a Thursday.
But yeah, that's one thing I tell people that when they ask me, I'm like, are you going to keep your phone for 2+ years or are you going to give it away? Beautiful.
Well,
perfect.
What's that?
So the upgrade is now Zoom. Unless I upgrade, they give me a time limit now. This is beautiful. Because now I set a time limit on how long I want to. So that, instead of me having to basically set a time, they give me a time. If I'm going to upgrade, me going to pay more money, we can go for longer. So we have 9 minutes left.
Okay.
So yeah, that is one of the things that I ask. And that's why I was asking you about the ecosystem because, you know, you're from my knowledge, you're the type of person that holds onto their phone. So if and when you were to upgrade, that's why I was saying I could see you going with that big, the fold. Only because one, you do keep your phones for so long, but two, even though you may not need all this real estate, when you see what you can do with it, to me, I think you'd be like, okay, I like that. But that's just me. So
we'll see. I know the real estate. Yeah, I everything. It's like having a car. Well, that really doesn't equate because that just doesn't equate whatsoever. Yes, I use my phone. I like the functions, and yes, at times you want more than you want to be able to do more. There's days when you want to be able to hit that turbo boost to do something more. So I'm saying, you know, I don't have to have the newest device. My thing, as long as it speeds up right now, my stuff is lagging and I have the newest updates and I need to get a new phone. So I was just waiting because I was trying to figure out I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to change carriers. And if you change a carrier, you have to be out of contract to do that. So I'm thinking about changing carriers, so that's why I decided to hold on to it, because it does what I need to. Slow, yes. Do I need a 5G? Yes. Do I need all the upgrades and bells and whistles? It's nice. But yes, I don't need to change the phone. It works. I'm just getting tired of the battery life now because I work in Sumner, and sometimes Sumner, I walk in with 50% battery. I'm at the store, I'm at my the location for 4 or 5 hours, and is at zero.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's one of the things that I like from, you know, just to upgrade your phones, because when I got mine, I tried to test it out to see how long I could go without a charge. And I can go about a good, about 31 hours on one charge. And that was with low battery and everything. And I was like, I'm kind of liking this. Okay.
Well, now, you do remember, see, and here's why I'm biased. Because, you know, I used to work for Verizon Wireless.
Right.
So I remember when, you know, when BlackBerry was a big thing, and then they went
Yes.
And I then love they that came out with the Storm was the newest thing, and all these phones that kept coming out. It was like, okay. Then it's a point where, you know, what other phones bring me? And then I had to look at, well, what am I doing with the phone? If I'm only doing A, B, and C, why do I need J and F? You know, now I do realize that, you know, the camera, because Samsung's has some good cameras.
Right.
Most of that, when I go somewhere, I would have, you know, people saying, hey, can we use your phone? Because your phone takes better pictures than mine does. I'm like, I want to say phone. I want a device that I can call on that also takes good pictures. Are the pictures that necessary? You know, but I just like to, if I'm going to, my biggest thing is battery life. I don't want to have to charge, you know, when I leave for work in the morning, I want to not have to worry about charging up till I get home at night, not having to always plug it in while I'm on the road, because it keeps dying. But how many minutes we got left?
4:55.
Okay.
Well, see, that's one thing that I like is, you know, and that fact, and I also see that now, because things are opening up, you know, kind of taking in how people are actually using their phones, you know, so many things, like you said, I want to be able to call, text, take pictures. But then, you know, when you get that new phone and you see, oh, YouTube's coming through clearly, or, you know, you get like Hulu or something, like, oh, I'm watching the game clearly, you know, when you're out. It's like, okay. It's like the extra added features to your phone that you would not have tried before because of the capabilities that you didn't have.
Yes, I understand. That Ferrari has a sixth gear that no one ever uses because it'll go over 120. I got you. You know what? I do know a couple people who have the phone. He showed me that he had one screen here, another screen there. I'm just sitting here like, he goes, boom. I'm like, okay. But that's a thick piece of machinery.
It is. But
I'm like, okay, did they make it? Oh, now I'm going to have to pay $300 to get a OtterBox.
Nah, things are cheap.
OtterBox?
OtterBox, let me look at it. Galaxy Fold 3 OtterBox. You can get an OtterBox right now for $24 on Amazon for that thing.
Can you pause it for a second?
Yes. All right, y'all. So that's it. Don't ever come back. Just come back. We'll see y'all later.
Have a good one.